Grande. Thank you, next, indeed. Thank you so much for... Oh, just did a very silly Snapchat. Thank you so much for tuning in to our lovely radio show, Preserved Jams, this rainy November 6th. It's election day. I hope you all got out there and voted.
If not, you still have like an hour left to vote, so please go vote.
You're on mic 4, not mic 3.
I said 4.
Oh, I thought you said 3.
I did not.
Okay, well, anyways.
Vote anyways.
This is Preserved Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
That's Anna.
I'm Anna, and that's Jess. I forgot. I didn't know what you're doing. That's Jess. Bye.
Bye. When you learn your baby don't belong to you. Love you for being sick and twisted. The day I learned about your baby mother. You're grown up.
you're standing over there with a faker in your hair and that Fresh Prince kind of flare. Catch you staring. I'm at this club by 11 and we haven't got to dancing. You had me at your eyes, smile, style, some kind of.
So that was a fun little suggestion from our cute friend Jessica.
That's me.
We've been having really, honestly, quite fire Discover Weeklies recently.
Really fire.
And for that, I must thank Spotify. Whatever algorithm or data mining you're doing, it's working.
Sometimes. It works sometimes. I would also like to call out a song that Spotify gave me called Mashed Potatoes that just mostly repeated I like mashed potatoes for a solid minute and a half. Or at least I can assume that was the last 40 seconds because I skipped it halfway through.
So Spotify, check your algorithm regarding a song called Mashed Potatoes.
Please.
But otherwise, we're happy with most of it.
Other than that.
If you do listen to one musical theater song, they suggest a ludicrous amount of musical theater.
It's really, that wasn't even a musical theater. They did suggest two musical theater songs, but that's
but you like, you
I liked
that.
Those.
She likes
the
that.
Problem was mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes, you're an issue.
Not good.
Not good. But you know what's not an issue?
What?
If you went and got voted today. Did
you? Yes.
Did you?
I mean, not today, but
yeah,
a day.
A day. I did do a whole vote. Here's Frankie Valli.
Child again. You and the
That's a song called Get by Diane Coffey.
And aren't we all?
Aren't we all just getting by?
Getting by.
Jessica has some interesting thoughts about what that song sounded like. Would you care to share it with our listeners?
Okay, how many of the thoughts do you want?
Only
the share a
top
few of them.
Best ones.
All right. Well, first of all, I feel like that song sounds like it would be in the credits of a 90s movie. And that it's a more modern version of the This Will Be and Never Last It. Well, what's that song called?
I forget.
Everyone knows it. Are we gonna?
Maybe not. I have a very curated playlist
for
today.
True. And then my other thing was that I thought it sounded like a combination of the SNL theme music and Why Did It Have to Be Me from, well, ABBA, but also the Mamma Mia 2 soundtrack.
Thank you for those salient thoughts on music.
I have only salient thoughts.
Only salient. We love saliency on this here show. We're salient girls. This is a new song called Where Angels Fear to Tread by Disclosure. They came out with 5 really, really funky new singles.
Ooh.
That are awesome. So listen up. Before we play this request from my brother in Colorado called European Festivity Nightmare, I want to give a shout out to my mom.
I would like to give a shout out to Samantha Termine.
I want to give one to her too.
From New York City.
New York, New York. Okay. Well, that's it. Here's a song.
Yeah.
That's some funky bullshit. Thank you, Shellstrap.
We love to laugh here at WMFO.
Coming up next is a song called Don't Change by Now. It's off of her new album, Saturn. And this is a request from Samantha Terminé.
We love you,
Riding
Samantha
the subway
Terminé.
In New York City.
Oh, I didn't read that part. We love you.
We love you.
We played the pain and took a walk away and sold our hearts back in two. I only knew I'd be superwoman to you. We could have quit the pain and sooner overcame. No purple rain for you. So don't you into orbit, now I can't absorb it. The stars align, your eyes do. For all we couldn't know, the paths we should have grown, the kingdom and the throne all jewels. But the cracks were paced and all the hope remained, and purple rain came through. So don't you change.
Before this, hang on.
Promise you're going to play that though?
Yeah.
Okay. Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you?
No.
No. If not, we need your help to keep WMFO freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org. Repeat, that's donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift.
Surprise, not telling what it is. I also don't know what it is. It's not a surprise. You'll get either a t-shirt or a mug or something really, really cool depending on the amount of money that you donate.
What?
I love t-shirts and mugs. Preferably t-shirts of mugs.
They're two of your favorite things.
They're the only things I accept as gifts. To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford. That's facebook.com/WMFO Medford. And share with all of your friends using the hashtag keepitfreeform hashtag. Using the keepitfreeform hashtag. But yeah, that's it.
Okay.
That's the end of the PSA.
Thanks, PSA, Jess.
You're welcome.
I'm going to start the song over.
Please do.
Seriously, though, donate. This place is awesome. I found an awesome community here. Please, we want your money.
Baby, don't worry, it's all inside.
Hey, Anna. Let's talk about our emotions.
Okay.
Actually.
Sounds fake, but okay.
Okay. Actually, I don't really know if I have any emotions right now, if we're being perfectly honest. I don't know why I said that. But anyways.
No, I really don't know why you said you don't have emotions right now, because that's antithetical to the Anna Tillett story that I've been led to follow.
You're right. Well... That's all.
Anna, wait, let's talk about our favorite criminological theories.
We have an exam tomorrow.
We do. We didn't study.
We haven't studied, but it's open note, don't worry,
but
Mom.
We haven't been listening.
Mom, don't worry. It's open note. So, my favorite criminological theory is differential association.
Can you personally name a single thing about it?
Yes, differential association is literally when, I actually did some studying today, it's when you assume that people are blank slates and they learn from others in their peer group the ways that crime happens.
That's pretty good.
I know. What's your favorite theory?
I think it's routine activities theory.
And tell me about it.
I think it's just when things are going as usual and you see opportunities for crime and you're like, you know what? I'd hit that, that being the crime.
Yep.
Are you more of a decent daddy, or are you, what's the grandma one?
Like like head grandma or something.
Head grandma? Are you more decent daddy or head grandma?
I think I'm more decent daddy, personally. Andrew Baranauskas, if you're listening.
If he's listening right now.
Go Northeastern Huskies.
Go Northeastern Criminology Department. The only place where criminology is studied, apparently, in the entire USA.
According to Andrew Baranauskas. You couldn't have done a worse thing to me. If you'd have taken an hour and run it right through me, I could have been a finer fling, flying in a righter direction with no other thing featuring but love and affection. Come on, get up, get underway, and bring your love.
My mind when I go heartbroken. spend it, cause I'm missing dependent. I just wanna get close, please. I pray you wanna get close to me. Oh, give us some, give us some, give us some time. But I think we're supposed to be. And if you wanna get close, please. And if you wanna get close to me, just give me some, give me some, give me some sign. I think that we're supposed to be. I just wanna get close, please. I pray you wanna get close to me. Oh, give us some, give us some, give us some time. But I think we're supposed to be.
On top, you're bound to fall. Hit the ground like autumn leaves. And I remember I started it all. Now I'm left with nothing but the memories. When you came crawling back and I took you back, told you one thing. Do you remember? You work for me. Don't forget, you work for me. Nobody else. You work for me. Don't forget. Kicking and screaming, la, 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 la. Tied to the bottom of the sea. La, 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 la. I really don't care what you believe in. Just remember one thing. You work for me. Don't forget. Get down on your knees. A promise doesn't mean a thing unless you bleed. You must remember, you work for me.
Just one sec, Maggie Rogers. Actually, Maggie Rogers and an artist I played earlier, Mallrat, just came to Boston and had a concert. And they were apparently really good, but I missed it. I have one last thing to say, a parting remark, if you will, because we are unfortunately coming to the end of our lovely hour here on the radio. This is Jar of Jams. I'm Anna.
I'm Jess.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO
Radio. Freeform Radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio. Just messed it up. But anyways,
it's only my 10th time.
You've done it enough that you should know it.
I know.
Bye.